With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of things that go into the stadium experience. There's food, there's T-shirts, there's a lot of stuff, but one thing that everybody can experience, and it's free for anyone in the stadium, is music. And as the Astros travel to Boston to face the Boston Red Sox today, they begin a three-game set with the team that ended their season last year and the team whose season they ended the year before. Both went on to win World Series. The one thing I hate about this series, and I absolutely despise this, is a song they play in that stadium out there in Boston. The song I think I used to like, but now I completely hate it. This is the song I'm talking about, Sweet Caroline. Touching me.
Everyone. Touching you. Karaoke time.
Sweet Caroline. Shut this guy up.
Why do they play this in Boston?
It just became a tradition. It was like they play it after the seventh inning or eighth inning, one of those.
I don't know.
I think it's the eighth inning. And everybody started singing. They did it one time, and it became...
Is there some ties to Boston or something?
I don't know if he's from Boston or not.
Shut that thing up, Figgy.
It's a great song. It's the number one karaoke song in the world, but it does get old.
It's terrible.
I'm not gonna argue with
you. I hate it.
It's a great song. It's just too much.
I think it's because of my hate for the Boston Red Sox that I hate that. But everyone experiences music at stadiums. Some stadiums play a lot of the same songs. And in the spirit of that, because we like to mix it up a little bit on In the Loop, we're going to go through the best and worst songs that they play at stadiums. And the OG John Lopez has a list. We're going to react.
I have a list.
You can throw out your suggestions, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in. The best and worst stadium songs played at sporting events.
Yes, I think a couple of my worst songs may have been on the best list, you know, at some point, kind of like Sweet Caroline, but it's just too much. And a couple of them are just bad. The first one is not just played too much, but it has a horrible backstory too. Go ahead, Figgy. We've all heard it.
It's a jam, dude.
Well, it was great.
It's still a jam.
Well, you know the story on it, right?
Dun, dun, dun.
This is the timeout song.
This is the shirt off, wave it around your head song.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. What's wrong with this?
Well, Gary Glitter, who did this song, did all kinds of really, really heinous things and was, I think he was sent to prison for a very long time. So people don't play it anymore. It was like the song all over the place. But I think it was in Thailand. I'm looking it up as we speak. I should have known that already. Did some things with some young girls that should not have done.
So that's what's wrong with this song?
Yeah, that's what's wrong with this song.
Can you not separate artist and art?
I think this is too. It was too heinous.
Okay.
It was too bad.
Hell no
on this
I'm
one.
I'm an older man that love all women.
R. Kelly.
And if I never hear this one again, Figgy, it'll be too soon.
This is the worst. This is 100% the worst stadium song of all time. This is terrible. Whose idea was it to play this at a stadium? This is
because it gets the fans doing the
dude.
Thing.
But why? Why are y'all doing that?
Well, now we gotta let it play a little bit.
Why are y'all doing this?
But I cringe now when I hear this. Are we gonna have to wait for the YMCA so people driving? Just hold the wheel with one hand. They got you know. People, once you hear this, you gotta at least get to the arm gestures, right?
No.
Although my arm gesture would be this one.
No, we don't have to. They can't see you right there, John. We don't have to. We're talking about the best and worst stadium songs right now.
Again, this one may have had a shelf life, but it wasn't long. Who let the dogs out?
No, it's a jam right
here.
No, it's not.
No.
Nah, this is a jam. Hold on. Let him hit it, too.
And do it on that one?
No, this is a good one. This is a good one.
I need you to shut the hell up for the immediate future.
Yippee-yo. Everybody having a ball. Yayo. This is a jam, dude.
No, it's not.
No, this is made for a stadium.
Yeah.
After the Texans, after the Texans get three sacks.
It was bad. It had a shelf life for about a week and a half.
No, that's nice.
This
You're tripping
one,
on that one.
I
don't agree with that.
I actually, back in the day when it first came out, I really loved this song. Probably had it on a CD that I burned or something. That's how old it is. But it's just I hate it now.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
They don't play that anymore, John.
They play it a lot. Baseball stadiums play it.
No, they don't.
Baseball stadiums play it.
No.
I think you could agree on all of these four.
And then say it gets cold.
Although,
you bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate, getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.
Now, now my ears are bleeding twice.
And buy one, get one free.
And then there's the modern day, and modern, I mean 20
years.
This
the worst one of them all?
To me, it's right up there with YMCA.
Bring it. They don't play this.
Yes, they do.
No, they
do.
Don't.
They
when they start passing out the T-shirts.
Yeah.
During the timeout.
The T-shirt gun. Yeah.
How come we used to know the words to every song? What happened to those days?
I don't know.
Why is that?
Are you the old man on the porch now?
Nah, for real.
Used to be able to make out the lyrics
on this
song.
Let's go. Dance for a flow. I know, you know, I feel psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Got a bit jiggy with it. That's it. Now, little honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got it. See?
We used to know the words to every song.
We did.
They used to rap clear. That's why.
Are you mumble rapping me, Mr. Jensen Juice?
Yeah.
All right, so those, to me, were the five worst. Feel free to text in your five worst, 713-572-4610. These are the five best. There's something.
That's a jam.
I'm a big fan of intro songs.
That's a jam.
That's the final countdown. By the way, we didn't say all these songs. Just go ahead and let it play. For those who don't know, Rock and Roll Part 2 was on the worst list. That was the first one played. YMCA, you knew that one. Who Let the Dogs Out, you knew that one. All-Star, Smash Mouth, and then Getting Jiggy With It, Will Smith. I was making this list, I started to realize I'm all about intro songs. I love intro songs. And this is something that in basketball.
No, this don't stop.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
You can play this on loop during a commercial break.
All right. This one I love. This next one. I absolutely love it.
Oh yeah, this is for before kickoff.
Yeah.
This is before kickoff where you wave it around.
You're waving the towel.
You're just jumping up and down. Yep. Kickoff. You got the guys on the sidelines. College football. By the way, college football 99 days away.
This is a college football.
99 days away. This is just all the students going crazy, jumping. Guys on the sidelines dancing, getting the crowd pumped. The kickers sitting there pumping up. All the gunners and stuff are just raising their hands. The guys waiting to return the kick. He's pumping up the crowd, and then just. Boom! And then the whistle goes.
Everyone on your feet.
This is giving me the chills. 99 days till college
99
football.
Days.
99 days.
That might be my second favorite intro song to this one.
Nah.
Same thing.
Nah.
Let it go. You know where they play this every intro?
Where?
Kyle Field.
What?
Kyle Field intro.
Dude, y'all play like some Willie Nelson or something like that.
That's Power by Kanye. The previous one, people may not know the name. Do you know the name of that previous song that we were? It's called. It's called Kerncraft by Zombie Nation.
Okay.
And then the next one is especially for you.
don't know this very well. What is this? Doing the worst and best stadium songs. 713-572-4610.
I love when they Rickroll stadiums.
Who plays this?
Rick Astley.
Who plays this, though?
No, no. They play it at a lot of stadiums, like, just to Rickroll the crowd. And everybody starts singing and dancing.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, just getting all crazy. They're going to be singing this song forever.
Okay.
And then there's the greatest stadium song.
You sure? I feel like you've said that a couple times.
No. I said the intro song, Power and Kerncraft, were my two favorite. The greatest stadium song is this one.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
Bump that, Figgy.
Hallelujah, you suck, you suck. No, it is cool when the band plays that, though. No, it really is.
Everybody's
cool.
Sawing Varsity's horns.
I honestly think every college football, we're 99 days away, by the way. If you can't tell, we're pretty excited about that. There's actually a nice little layout, too, for 106 days from now. Texas A&M is actually going to kick off at 2:30 at Clemson, followed at 6:30 by Texas hosting LSU.
We're going to be so
hammered.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a good way to put it.
We're going to be in Las Vegas. We're going to be hammered. I'm going to be geeked up.
We're going to go from betting early games, eating and drinking,
yeah,
to 2:30 Aggies Clemson, mm-hmm, and 6. Is it 6:30 or 7:30?
6:30.
6:30 Horns.
Which is big.
And LSU.
Which is big because sometimes when you're drinking on a college football and you have that 1 hour between, you kind of hit a wall. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be no wall hit.
We've been watching them both at the same time, the end of one and the start of the other.
It's going to be awesome. This is the thing about college fight songs, though. No matter whether or not you like don't want the team to win or you don't like the squad, when you go to a college football game and you're in that stadium, there's no such thing as a bad fight song. Like,
oh,
even like the Oklahoma fight song.
Hold on, we're
sawing.
Come on, dude.
Come on,
rock with me.
Grow up, man. PETA. Why are they talking about sawing horns?
Everybody saws horns.
PETA.
You have to saw the horns on cattle.
But y'all aren't talking about trimming them. Y'all are talking about just cutting them off. That's the thing. But I even like OU's fight song when the band plays it. Although OU plays it too damn much.
Yeah,
they play it after 4 yard gains.
Yeah. Same with Hold That Tiger. Hold That Tiger at LSU is awesome, but it's awesome the first 75 times you play it.
Yeah. People are saying, even an Astros fan is saying, they like when the Rangers play the natural song after a home run. They think that's pretty cool. I actually respect that, too. Yeah. I think that's pretty cool as well. This is a song that a lot of people are saying is the worst. I couldn't disagree more. I think this song is a classic, but if y'all want to hate, you can go ahead and hate. There was like 35 people saying this on the text line, mm-hmm, that this was bad. I think this is one of the best. What you think about this, Figgy?
I agree with them.
You think it sucks?
I don't want to hear that arena.
Tag team, back again. Check it, director.
Ain't nobody playing this
party
song.
Party on, party people. Let me hear some noise. DC's in the house. Jump, jump, enjoy.
Getting a lot of text. Whoop, there it is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, though, man. That song before the kickoff, when you're just sitting there and you're just waiting for it, nothing better than that. There really is nothing better than that. How do you feel about the Kiss cam at the stadium?
Baseball, it's okay. I mean, basketball, it's okay. I don't know. We're gonna have to play that Kerncraft. I think Kerncraft got us going.
Kerncraft?
Yeah.
You think that was the best one?
Yeah. I think that got the show going and our listeners.
Hit it up. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see what you got. I'll just do it. Oh, here you go. All right. You're sitting in the stadium. You just walked out. You made it. You just got a beer. You just got a beer. You got a draft beer in your hand. You walked out. You made it. The usher checked your ticket. You're going down. You look down to your right. All the guys on the kickoff team are jumping up and down. They're sitting there pumping up the crowd. They're 10 yards deep in the end zone trying to pump up the crowd. The ref's still on the sidelines with his hand behind his back with the glove, letting him know it's still a commercial break. The kick returner going back and forth in the end zone, pumping them up. The crowd's jumping up and down. You look on the sidelines. All the guys on the bench are jumping up and down. Even the strength coach is sitting there getting down with the kids. It's about time for kickoff. All of a sudden, you see the referee with the hand behind his back. He walks back to the sidelines. Other ref blows the whistle. Everybody's still getting pumped. All of a sudden, you hear the whistle. Boom. Kickoff. Game time, baby.
I'm ready.
Game time, baby.
Red eye.
Man, love going to games. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than going to a college football game.
There isn't. Nothing.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing. You can't. You cannot beat the experience of going to a college football game.
When I was putting this list together, I was playing some of the songs in my truck on the way over here to make sure it was the song that I thought it was, and I was just getting crunked up, man, on the truck. I was like, yeah, let's get to this show on all these songs.
I can't believe what we got 106 days from now. 99 days, college football is going to kick off. Dude, we're going to have Texas playing LSU and A&M playing Clemson at the same time. I mean, it's like Lone Star Heaven, and they're back-to-back. It's not like you gotta rotate.
They're going to overlap a little bit, probably.
Maybe a tad. I don't know. I don't know what kind of style they're going to – I mean, it's going to be 4 hours, 2:30 to 6:30, and you got to think that maybe it'll kick off at 7 because
yeah, that's a little true. Lot of that's hype, true. Too. Ideally.
But it's going to be 2:30 Texas A&M Clemson, then Texas versus LSU. We're going to be in Las Vegas, dude. Texans play 2 days after that against those damn New Orleans Saints.
A couple people said Sandstorm. Sandstorm is a good, really good song.
Inner Sandman, Metallica. A lot of people said that as well.
Yeah.
Man, Inner Sandman is next
the,
level,
the problem
too.
With Inner, it's not a problem.
I hate it. I'll say this. The reason I hate Sweet Caroline is because of the Red Sox. I hate the Yankees, so Inner Sandman with Mariano Rivera gave me a sour taste in my mouth.
Well, and Mariano wasn't the only closer. He wasn't the first closer.
Was it Hoffman? I thought Hoffman had Trevor Hoffman. He had Hell's Bells.
No, well, somebody else had Enter Sandman. Oh, it was Billy Wags, I think.
What?
Yeah, I think Billy Wagner had Enter Sandman.
What?
And Hoffman had Hell's Bells was.
Didn't you say Billy Wagner wasn't bright?
No, I didn't say that.
Check the podcast, sportsradio610.com.
No, he was smart. He was a country boy.
What does that mean?
He was a country boy.
He was smart, but he was just a country boy. What does that mean?
He was a simple man, but not simple as in dumb. Simple as in just a good old boy.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Well, there you go.
Dude.
When Trevor Hoffman, when Hell's Bells played, ball game. You knew it was over. You just knew it was over.
What's Roberto Osuna's theme song? Don't answer that. Don't answer that. I don't want to lay you out there. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the loop on a Friday. Sports Radio 610. Appreciate all the participation there. We'll probably redo this at 12:40. We're going to get into some stadium songs with you because Sweet Caroline be playing in Boston. Cannot stand the song, but it is what it is. Moves that need to be made by Jeff Luno and Brian Gain. We're going to tell you those moves next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.